I'm not sure who to give credit to for what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to tell you something profound that someone said to me. I know that they were someone who was at Hope Church, and I know it was several years ago, and I'm pretty sure it was a woman. So if you fit any of those criteria, a woman who's been to Hope Church for several years, it might be you. You can tell me later, all right? This is what the conversation was about. It was about the communion liturgy. It was a particular theological conversation we have, and again, I'm not quite sure the circumstances of what it were. But what this person said was that one of the most meaningful parts of the communion liturgy to her was this statement: "Together we proclaim the mystery of the faith." And that caught my attention, because that was a part of the liturgy that had never been particularly important or meaningful to me, sorry to say. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that. But what she said about that phrase changed that for me. You want to know what it was she said? Well, that's at the end of the sermon. To get to that, we have to first listen to Ephesians 3 to set us up for what she said. Because Ephesians 3, if you noticed, is all about mystery. Did you hear about that? The mystery made known to me by revelation, Paul says. My understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, a mystery that was not known. The plan of the mystery hidden in God. The single greatest concentration of the word mystery in any chapter in the New Testament. I checked. And that's what we need to explore first. And to do that, I do want to use that image of Epiphany eyes that I talked about with the children. We'll call them Epiphany glasses, but I'm not going to put them back on. You have to use your imagination. And we need to realize a couple of things about what having Epiphany eyes does not have to do with when it comes to mystery, and then what it does. And that all has to do with what the word mystery is not about here and what it is. You may know about me that I like words and like to play around with the meaning of words, maybe a bit too much sometimes. But here, what I want to point out simply is that the word mystery does have some different meanings to it. And it's important to clarify which meaning of the word is at work in this Ephesians passage as we listen to it. One meaning for mystery is that it's a puzzle, a conundrum to solve, or something obscure that remains unsolved. I think that's probably the way we most often use mystery. It's most familiar meaning to us. People are fascinated by mysteries, mystery novels and mystery TV shows and theater. It's admirable to be able to solve mysteries as sleuths in such settings do. People even seem for there to want to be mysteries. UFOs and the Loch Ness Monster, and in my household, Bigfoot. It's a big mystery that's there, but it remains unsolved. That's good. That's great. But that's not what mystery means here. And other than simply adjusting our brains to not use that meaning when we read Ephesians 3, it's also important to realize that about Epiphany eyes. Because what it means is that faith is not some magic glasses that are going to suddenly solve everything for you. A faith in God and Jesus Christ is not the offer of a clever solution to all of life's conundrums that simply makes everything clear. And that's sometimes an idea that does get attached to faith. But it's not that kind of mystery and not that kind of faith. Another meaning of the word mystery is more particular to the time when Ephesians is written, but it still has some very important things for us to hear in it. In the Greek-Roman world of that time, mysteries were a way of talking about secret religious knowledge and ceremonies. And in order to get access to such mysteries, you had to be admitted into the group, and also you had to agree to keep the mystery a secret. So understandably, when Christianity came along, a lot of folks thought it was another such mystery religion. But Paul says, no, that's not it. He uses that word mystery to connect to the religious culture of his time, but Paul wants to transform and reclaim what that word means, which is just about what we're to get to. But we need to see, too, that this has something to say about our epiphany glasses, which is that those glasses are not some part of a secret uniform that is your ticket into a private club. It's not a way of separating out who's got the special specs and who does not. It's not what this mystery, not what this faith is about. So what is it then? That's what mystery is not. But here's what it is. How about this? Mystery is the revelation of a truth that we could not know on our own. It's a way of God which confounds the ways of the world. It's a gift. But it's a gift that opens us up. It opens up in us a way of knowing God and ourselves and the world in a transforming way. Listen again to how Paul speaks in Ephesians 3. It's revealed that Jews and Gentiles are all a part of one body. It's revealed the good news of the boundless riches, the grace of Jesus Christ. To reveal the rich variety of God's wisdom present in the world. This is the mystery revealed, that in a world in which divisions and scarcity and power over have become entrenched as that must just be the way it is, there breaks in a revelation of a different way, of humanity connected together in the abundant grace of God. That's the mystery, the wisdom of God at work in the world through Jesus Christ. And that's what brings us back to that communion liturgy discussion and the mystery person who told me something profound. See what I did there, the mystery person? The liturgy says, together we proclaim the mystery of the faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And whether I realized it or not, I had been saying that with some sense of resignation, that it was an admission of something inscrutable that we're still figuring out. And I know there's some truth to that. But this wise woman said to me, no. What the liturgy is saying is that we proclaim, announce good news, the mystery, which is the wisdom of God revealed to us. We boldly say we have been given something, which is this, that God has embraced in God's self all that is broken and deadly, that God's power of life is the enduring power of our lives and of this world, and that God's fulfillment is for all of creation. Or in other words, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ is coming again. So now, whenever I say or hear that liturgy, it sounds and feels very different to me. Not resignation, but encouragement and hope. We proclaim the mystery of the faith, the good news that God claims this world for true life. So if that was you, you can let me know afterwards. It brings us back to epiphany eyes, epiphany glasses, epiphany vision. Because why is it that this mystery is about epiphany? It's because our gift, our calling, is both to see ourselves with renewed vision and to be able to look out at our world in a transformed way. As you read this Ephesians passage, you come to see that Paul speaks of the church, the body of Christ, as being the embodiment of God's mystery in the world. The church is a mystery. Now, perhaps that sounds all too true sometimes in less flattering ways. The conundrum of the many shortcomings of the church, the ways that the church does make of itself a private club at times. But what the church being a mystery can mean is that the calling for those who have faith in Christ is to embody God's way of life in God's world. A revelation that speaks to confound the ways of brokenness within us and around us. And a part of that mystery that I am finding more and more in my faith, and that I urge you to listen to the Spirit for in your faith, is that this wisdom of God, this mystery of God, is at work in the world around us. You might notice in that Matthew story, those magi are not Jews, they are not Christians, and that text seems to have no concern about it. They are people who are listening to, looking for, and giving homage to the light of God in the world. This light of Christ, this mystery, does not give us something to possess, but opens our eyes to see the Spirit of life at work around us and beyond us. Those are our epiphany eyes, allowing us to see and reach out to and connect with life wherever it is being nurtured, looking for ways to join with others in the wisdom of God that unites and enriches life in God's grace. That is the mystery we are nourished in here in the feast of life. Together, we proclaim the mystery of the faith, and our eyes are given epiphany sight. Thanks be to God. Amen.